drum roll. It's Lauren's turn. And thank you. Lauren has brought family here, friends, and they've been waiting very patiently for her turn. So I want to also say that one other person who couldn't make it today is Ursula Vera, who's part of our press. And Ursula Vera is responsible for putting this chapbook together. And Ursula was formerly ran Leaf Press. Some people may be familiar with that press. She lives just north of Nanaimo. And she was busy this week sewing the binding for each book. So she has a special wooden cradle that she uses. And I have helped her do it. I think the rest of us had to do it without the cradle. It's hard. It's really hard. And she'll sew the other 50 when she gets back. There'll just be 100 of these books available. So they're very precious. And they are here at the book table. So just to introduce Lauren then, she is from Comox. Most of you from the Valley who are here probably know her. And what I'm going to do is quote from the introduction to her book page, which you'll find on our new website, which is going very live very soon. Just a little bit that I think describes Lauren really well. So tuning in, and I think Lauren might have written it. Maybe, you have to tell me after. Tuning in, intuiting, Lauren draws upon skills learned in her work as a trauma counselor and before that as a registered massage therapist. Embedded in the history, ties, and tensions of the Cascadia bioregion, she finds a particular kind of music. So, and then there's a quote from the book, "What I know is the language of bodies and how we inhabit them." So without further ado, here is Lauren. So thank you.
How's that?
Great.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Adelia. Thank you, Watershed Press. I am so pleased to be one of your poets. Thank you, Paul Nelson, for your encouraging me to submit and for your wonderfully productive Cascadia Poetics Lab workshops. Also, thank you to Ursula for her careful stitching. So then, the name of my collection is On the Way to Clusums. And it's the first question that usually comes up is, well, where is that? And it's a good question, and in a way, the question is the point, you know, that we're having to ask, where is that? And I certainly had to ask. I didn't know. But there was a poem that I was working on that was really calling me to that region, so I had to kind of dig deep and find out a bit more about it. On the way, so Clusums is the name for the Nass River, the Smalgiak name for the Nass River, and I started thinking of the title in March when the Ulagan returned from the sea to the Nass and Skeena rivers. Ulagan being these small, kind of oily fish of great cultural significance to the Pacific Northwest and indigenous peoples. And it spoke to me because it was, I thought, yeah, this is about the end of a long, dark winter. And it's a real metaphor, not only physically, like coming out of the seasons, but it's a metaphor literally, historically, for treatment of indigenous peoples. And I would say also a metaphor for psychologically, for the ways that we disconnect from ourselves. It's also a relational journey, so this On the Way to Clusums. And maybe that's the most important part of all, which is, you know, how do we be here, like right here, right now, in this body that we inhabit? So I think there's a lot to unpack there, but I also think that poetry is just the ideal vehicle to do that. I'll begin with an epigraph from a quote by an anonymous driver about a certain spill on, I think it was Highway 19. Apparently someone dropped a bunch of fish guts, so it's going to be slippery for a while. You in unison with the beginning of time. The epigraph here is by Cherise Dupreez, who is a deep sea marine ecologist who works for Fisheries and Oceans Canada and studies underwater volcanoes. There's a sponge garden down there. It's like an ancient old growth forest that has just been lost in time. Hello, baby, in an underduck, breath suspended at swing top, where ligaments loosen and organs lose their bearing, where attachment slumps like seagrass on seamounts the size of Vancouver. Down deep where the ocean never sees light, octopi inklings meet scaly head sculpin darts of biodiversity. Newly gendered creatures appear under stars no longer starry. And there you are, reflex smiling. Someone will always say, look, they smiled, even when you're passing gas, gulping air, or dreaming of a body mapping itself. Nubs will become fingers, how they'll curl around another finger, bring it to the mouth, tongue. I'm gonna get comfy with this thing.
Yeah, what do you need? Can I help?
A little bit higher.
Yeah, I need it a little bit higher.
Do you feel like you're too far away from where you need to be? Here you
go. Oh, you're not going to do it, you little mother.
Here. How's that for height?
Okay, I think that's better, yeah.
A little better?
That's better.
Not slumping?
Not slumping. We don't want to be slumping. We're at the sea mount, so. Okay. My Nana and Papa Smith emigrated from Scotland, and they had a big farm out in Cedar, in the southern part of Vancouver Island. And as kids, we used to go there every summer. And it was a big working farm with a barn, and there was a skeet chute, and cows being milked, and also a slaughterhouse. My Papa Smith was a butcher, and he would go around from farm to farm in the Cedar area and butcher cows. And Mom, who's here tonight, remembers sitting in the back of the truck with these boxes of cattle bones and carcasses. And it was one of her favorite times, actually. She really enjoyed it. And so at the end of the day, they would drive up to Nanaimo and drop the bones off the point at Brecon Point, 1945-ish, at Brecon Point for my mother. She can't stand crows. They steal robin's eggs, think they're so smart. Caw! She could poke their eyes out. Once she poked a cow's eye, the cow dead, hawks heaped in a 48 Dodge truck bed. Afternoons with Papa, farm to farm, cows, crows, pockets of still air, pulp mill smell, chamomile. She likes horses, slope from fetlock to hoof worn like a Sunday shoe. Anatomical homologues, a scramble of wings, hind legs of cats, eyes closed kittens. A cat can be cowhawked, what fun. Cows cowhawked go for meat. 6 o'clock bones dumped off the cliff at Brecon Point. A.J. Smith and Son's butcher shop next to the Queen's Hotel. Behind the counter, Papa wipes his hands on an apron tied at the back, wraps meat in brown paper, shiny on one side to catch blood. No hide-and-go-seek in the barn. Papa's on the tractor now in the hayfield, wool toque, one hand on the steering wheel as he looks back. Wanda Fuca plates drift, swaths unfurl. Pull, a shot rings out, clay burst. Pull, here on the earth pillow. Pull, fragments of clay distant, falling. When Dougie drowns, a marriage holds its breath. One face out, the other in, a necessary relocation. The farm's abattoir hosed down, hair in braids, that iron smell. One day a poem will arrive, introduce her firstborn to the ancestors, folds of haricots and kilts.
That just makes it go that way. Yeah, it's just fallen.
Let's try that.
Mean bugger. There we go. See if that doesn't fall. I'm just going to push that back in there.
Thank you. There's a natural spit of land called Goose Spit in Comox, for those who are new to this area. And an old friend of mine, she and her then husband had a house on the shore, and the house was dubbed the Stagger Inn. At one time, the local First Nations would gather clams and cockles and fish for salmon off of Goose Spit. Clams and Cockles, a brief stay at the Stagger Inn for Kella, 1955 to 2003. December's moose-antlered reindeer pull the sleigh along Kella's dock, yellow, green, red strings of light lit for the season. And the mean old Grinch himself in place of the fat man, fishnet illuminated blue. Let's do the stairs at Goose Spit in half shorts and leggings like our daughters wear. Are those fitness buffs who jog up from the parking lot to Mulholland and beyond? 165 steps to the pullout, heartbreaks catch and release. Mother, mother, your sand bluffs. Dunlins and plovers feasting at low tide. Sandpipers, sanderlings, sand fleas, early risers. How young we were, all that fuel in the spirit lamp. Skewers of halibut, smoked black cod, strawberries dipped in chocolate. Death by fondue, with the kind of people who rent their cabin to a poet for $60 a month, and lower the rent having considered the state of both. It's true. Mother, mother, realtors mink the waterfront. Potholes trip up the road to the main house and boat shed. Mother, your blue carbon salt marsh, ancestral midden. Option to rezone. Bedlam. George says Kella is not sleeping nights. His kids are upset. Carol, Fran, and Ruth push through to stop the chainsaws. Mayday on Midden Road. And then the sinking of the Callalee, Queen Charlotte Sound, 2001. Wide-eyed halibut on crushed ice in the fish hold. Wind 80 knots from the south, 10-meter seas. She keeled over starboard, life raft painter line entangled with paravane boom and rigging. In the little brown church across from the bakery, a survivor doubles over. His legs belong to the sea. I see him. I see hands reaching out from pews, the way people half rise from their seats. View from the pullout. Mrs. Clifton called the spit Pelwick, round on point. Pelwick, the sound of clams and cockles at the end of an ice age, an oxymoron if I ever heard one. Then again, maybe not, if the point is moonlit in the shape of things. Like, who gets to stay here, and for how long?
I'm just going to keep doing this. Because the weight's all at the end there, so it wants to fall. That might work a little better.
Technology and I have a difficult relationship.
I still don't like it. Hold on a second.
All right.
Are you happy with that?
I'm just watching it slowly.
You just watch it slowly, right? Yeah.
Driving me bananas.
Higher than her mouth. Halfway through it'll be perfect.
Yeah, it's in your glasses and it's fallen on you.
We breathe in bodies of unceded territory. Near my place of residence, I heard Mrs. Mary Clifton, "Jajam," she said, "tree." So I began to fill in the woods, babe in the lost in the red, red artifacts of violence, mountainsides, femicides, bare sloped shoulders. Jajam. It's cold as fuck out here. Language lost in the words. Sunshine slant through Salal. Woodpecker drum tenders rattle the chimney vent. Time signature, 1876, the Indian Act. Danny just wants to fish, so don't ask him about it. His uncle on the old $5 bills, B.C. Packers salmon seiner number 45. Ripple Point, 1958, the year I was born. Sockeye season. An apparition appeared today on the trunk of Chamaesyperus lassonianus duortii. Yellow-bellied sapsucker, I want to say sapper, tapped a tree. Uplifted the code. Wait. The operation has branched out. Said bird gone to the other side. HB pencil-sized crop circles. Hummingbirds chip and sip sequential zeros. Time signature 2024. Sign here, signatories. There's a bee in the woods outside the big house. Also an eagle tree. A sign. Gela Kesla. Everything relates to everything. Red dresses hang on hangers in trees. Wind, strange is the quiet. This next poem, it feels particularly relevant with the recent discovery, I think it was the first week in August, of 41 more unmarked graves. On the Sunshine Coast. I believe that's the St. Augustine Residential School. And this poem is not about that residential school, but it's about the Cooper Island Indian Residential School, which closed in 1975. Duncan McHugh does a great, he did an 8-part series podcast where he interviewed survivors. I highly recommend listening to it. His bride wore dogwood. Cooper Island Indian Residential School, 1890 to 1975. And I begin with a quote from Musqueam Nation former chief George Guerin. Sister Marie Baptiste had a supply of sticks as long and thick as pool cues. Kya! Marmot sounds the alarm. Word spreads in a dialect of roots and branches. Pacific Northwest roots. mycelium mother tongue. Oh, we heard the gray ghost bark, murmurations through old man's beard. Heard Alcatraz, Cooper Island. 4 nautical miles from Chimanus, an otter swim, orca, nadian. We cannot say, how could this happen? How could this happen, we said. Sister Marie Baptiste wielded her stick like a man would, ruled long and hard as she would. What Indian kids said didn't matter. O Matter Day, O sister of salt whip, inflamed with the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. No knives or forks in any Indian village in Canada, began one story, soap and scissors another. If they are not Christian, take their land. If they leave for any reason, take their house. Take all the we's and they's that thrive on pronouns of disgust. How old structures yank us from heart to dominate. I cannot say how did this happen to Cascadians from disturbed sites, unceded territories, places where bracken fern will outlive this kind. Woodlady said, take that eye and let that eye go. Clouds become needlefish. In the highest branches of a hemlock, one murrelet egg. Sea wolf on the beach, how she lifts her head, howls, and her fearful symmetry, and the walls and shutters, and the architects of separation. Change of pace. Yeah. Part of being here in this body, in this place, is really taking that in. I'm going to read a Sestina now. Casting lines at tide change. Speaking of dreams. Last night in my dream, you filleted a fish right there in our bed, ran a knife along the edge of the backbone offhand as usual. I considered the usual interpretations of dream imagery, the lack of backbone urging me to take a stand, fish with obvious sexual overtones, edge blurred between fish and bed. No signs of skirmish on the bed, sheets tucked with their usual careful corners to find the edges that bind us to the dream world, where lovers, like fish, can lose their backbones. I recall your backbone scooped like a wild salmon in the bed that was water to our fishing. Hooked, caught, nothing unusual about that. But no leaping dream wave would carry us to that edge. The quick edge of your knife lifts the backbone free and slides dream-like under the fish's ribs on the bed. Released from tidal yearnings, the usual tedium follows this small death of a fish. You like your fish bled at sea, cleaned on the edge of the boat and delivered in their usual pink condition, with backbones carried off by gulls and dropped in kelp beds, we search for pliers to remove pin bones. Dream or night terror? Filleted fish bereft of backbones thrash and swim to the edge of the marital bed. Not unusual in a dream. What happens when you hang out with fishermen? And another dream poem. There's a gnome in the genome, also a neem. No snow on the glacier, treetop cheese and uproar. Was me opened the door, waking dream all about intertwine, double helix, how we got here. Mesozoic bedrock, volcanic in origin, waters of an ancient fishing weir next to Portuguese Joe's. Seagulls, the music, dive in, off of lift off, lingcod, halibut carcass. Leto said that a fish made its way from here to the queen. Long did she reign. Mount Washington snow base, 44 centimeters, January 31st, 2024. All eyes on the glacier Quiniche. White whales melt. Ways of knowing predate the take, never mind atmospheric river of information. Oh, look, here's a strand of Giacomo da Lentini and waterways that squall and croon round the rock. Echo in, echo out, deja vu. Fuck it, don't overthink. Elk falls carving through the canyon. Bedrock folded and faulted. Triassic reboot. Got dizzy in the woods just now. A jiggle of Tremella mesenterica, which is butter. Ecosystems rot, lean, photosynthesize, bud as though August had never been a trickle. I ran into Lucia of the adjacent treadmill in the park at Brooklyn Creek. We heard a dog whistle. It came from here, the place where creek water meets culvert and cutthroat trout aim for the estuary. Where we too will enter the sea, more crustacean than not. Thank you. I swim in the ocean year round, and a couple of my swim pod gals are here tonight. Strange things happen when you spend a lot of time in the water. Lo and behold, a spiracle. With an epigraph from Moshe Feldenkrais, we move according to our perceived self-image. Orcas off the beach. Four, no, five, blackfish, exhale. We inhale, synchronize. A conscious choice to breathe. Whoosh. Bigs transients, dorsal fins the size of... Oh, and the sailor sea powered up by whales play. Echolocations of our place in the mystery. Herring's turquoise milk, milt on the eelgrass, krill, phytoplankton feasts, feathers, guano, thequini, cacophony, eagles, otters, seals, and the whales. Mill, casual as centuries. Flashboil distractions, bugger off jet skis. I'm craving salt, feel it in my bones. Ages float along, childhood boats beautiful, drowned. Remember Yuki off Trepassey Bay, weighted to the ocean floor by a fishnet styrofoam sea float shame ornament. Cousteau's Delamotte gently stroking the folds above the watchful eye. Talaqua carried her dead calf for 17 days, 1,000 miles. Quisahaeus trapped in a lagoon near Tassus, Tennessee whiskey on a violin at high tide. Because we had to try. And what about those whale tooth bookends in the man cave? Relics of Coal Harbor whaling station, bodies flensed on the concourse. The smell was awful. My point is isosceles. A triangle of fascia pulls at my side in the shape of a fin. Something going on mid-lung, says my osteopath, her hand on my heart. Any losses, she says. Oh. Citation of cetaceans. Humpy, Pacific gray, minke, right whale, southern residents northeast of Race Rocks, in Harrow Strait, on swift shore banks. Blue whales in the St. Lawrence. In Nunavut, Balaena mysticetus, their skulls repurposed bone on thin ice. Blackfish, mammals much like ourselves, 67 vertebrae, 7 neck, 11 torso, a round number of lumbar. Humans have 33 vertebrae, 7 neck, 12 rib, a few sacred, infused, vestigial tail. When she fell, my sister's spine fractured. Her pain, a glacier calving. The orca event was posted on a Wildlife and Nature Facebook group. Also in the feed, we have 56 hummingbird feeder heaters, an eruption of varied thrush admitted as window strikes and cat attack patients, humpback comeback in the Salish Sea. And I'll finish with this last poem. I spent many years working at the Comox Valley Transition Society as a counselor a number of years ago. And the building is actually just, you know, half a block from here. And there was a woman I met maybe 25 years ago there. And I never knew her name. And she came... sort of came to me so powerfully as I was writing this poem, in a kind of an insisting way. It's like, no, that's not right. No, go deeper. On the way to Clusums, shapes of the dispossessed hovered over us, had warmed up themselves in the public library next to the bowling alley, sewing alterations and repairs. The time before rainbow crosswalks, circa 2001, middle finger to rude boys and their big trucks. Subsidized counseling, third floor, union posters, United Mine Workers of America. Whiteout correction fluid, three-hole punch for intakes. The two-spirited one trusted no one. Or, in the case of their child parts, everyone. Liquor riot, whole town in a stupor. Meta-narrative, firewater myth. But that was not all of it. Veterans who carried guns together couldn't drink together. Butt out. I heard shim-sham to my shame. Not shim-sham. Not skeena or kshan. Water of the clouds. Her wild-haired troll on a carabiner stared me down, drop-in Tuesdays. Free toiletries, nurse nightingale. Hermit crab, hide, dart minnow, hugs, but not for comfort. 5,000 years ago, cedar plank villages, librettes, novice lip pins. I felt her haunting phosphorescent spirit. Fire in the water, hers, mine, stone tools, shaman mirrors. We had both lived in towns with one main street, licensed hotels called King This, Queen That. Patrons who clattered out clickety-clack oysters from a sack. Once I was stolen for a day, otherwise dinner at 5. Fireweed, frog, raven fratries. All Greek to me. She'd gathered empties, picked salal, harvested pine mushrooms under clouds of black flies. Her people raked herring and chopped fish at the cannery. We sat in chairs by the window above England Avenue. And when we looked up from our stories, Beaufort Mountains looked back. Up island, seagulls flew past Lough Squallams on the way to Clewson's. Lots of ice blocks on the river still. Thank you.